James and Judy here with the afternoon show. Welcome back. And we're very pleased to have Caroline de Belder, who is chair of the Isle of Wight Cantata here. Welcome.
Hello and welcome, and thank you for inviting me to come along.
It's a great pleasure. Now, we've got a wonderful concert coming up this Saturday, haven't we?
Yes, absolutely. The Cantata Choir are singing at Medina Theatre on Saturday evening, and we're doing a mixture of Mozart, Haydn and Stanford.
I know, because we're going to be there.
Excellent.
Really, really looking forward to it. And in a few moments, we're actually going to be listening to both the Haydn and then the Mozart.
Brilliant.
Afterwards. They're wonderful, wonderful pieces of choral work, aren't they? They're sacred.
Absolutely. But the Mozart and the Haydn are very joyful as well. I think that's one of the really good things about them. I love the Haydn. It's full of beautiful tunes.
Yeah,
it's, and I'm sure everyone will enjoy it.
Everyone belting out in C major for
absolutely,
these ones.
Yes,
so it's
yes.
a very sort of joyous
yeah, it is, absolutely.
Now, please tell me more about the cantata, because we've heard them sing before.
Yes.
And they're very famous on the island.
Yes, they've been going for a long time. I mean, I joined back in 1982 when we moved to the island.
Yeah.
And I think they were sort of going a little bit before that. But in 1981, Douglas Potts, who was the Isle of Wight music advisor, took it on, and he was a conductor there for quite a long time. And then I think it was 1998 that Rachel Tweddle took it on. Now, Rachel, again, had grown up on the island and gone away and trained as a musician. And
yeah.
she teaches at Ryde School now.
Yes.
But it's been great. It's been great having both of them, and they're fantastic musical directors. So
brilliant. And how do you recruit people into the choir?
Well, it's usually by word of mouth. Actually, at the moment, we are looking for more male voices.
Okay, so anyone at home? Yeah.
Absolutely. You can contact us by going onto our website, and there's an email address there, and I think there's a phone number as well for our membership secretary.
What is the website?
If you just Google Isle of Wight Cantata Choir,
fine, okay.
it'll come up there.
Brilliant, okay. Yeah. So if there are any men at home, whether you're a tenor
we'd welcome you.
Yeah,
absolutely.
If you're a castrato, you'll be very unusual.
Yes,
there haven't
yes,
been many of
yeah.
those around.
No, and we
recently.
We've got plenty of altos and
do you
and
have
sopranos.
Any counter tenors?
No, we don't. No. We have got a couple of ladies who sing tenor, actually, instead of singing. They used to sing at alto, and then they've gone to
if there are any sort of budding James Bowmans at home, that
whatever.
Would be fantastic.
Yeah,
but it's
absolutely.
Mainly basses and tenors.
It's mainly basses and tenors that
you
we
want.
Need. Yeah,
okay.
absolutely.
And in terms of the time that this would involve? I mean,
how we meet on a Monday evening,
right.
And it's at the old Node Hill Middle School, which is the island's sixth form campus or something like that now.
Yes.
We meet there, and the rehearsals are between 7:30 and about 9:15, and we meet every Monday on a term during the term time.
Oh, fantastic! So once a week rehearsal, and then
yes, and then we have two concerts a year. Most years, but every other year we have three concerts where we do an extra Christmas concert as well.
Okay.
So yes, there's quite a bit of time. There's about 6 to 8 weeks when we don't sing in the summer, but most of the time it's just during term time.
That sounds fantastic. And I bet it's a great sort of social.
It is, absolutely.
As well,
yeah, it is, and they're a very friendly choir, I would say. You know, we do our best to make sure that anybody new is very welcome. You don't have to read music.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it would help, but the other thing that we do try and make sure that people have lots of rehearsal tapes.
Mm-hmm.
There's an opportunity to buy rehearsal tapes so you can practice at home. In fact, we encourage people to practice at home. It's a big help, really.
That's a very good way of doing it, actually, isn't it?
Yeah, it sounds fantastic. And I'm a great believer in sort of singing as therapy.
Oh, it's
as well as everything else.
There's nothing like singing with a huge group of people. It's just one of the, you know, the most, I don't know, it gives me a lot of pleasure, I have to say. You know, I've been doing it, as I say, I've been on the island since 1982, and I've been doing it. And then when I grew up, I was in a choir all the time. And the times that I haven't been in a choir, I've really missed it.
Yeah, I'm sure.
You know, so it's I would recommend it to anybody.
Yeah, I think it's sort of very uplifting and very energizing.
It is.
And you meet a whole lot of new friends.
Absolutely.
Just in one
absolutely.
Hit, don't you?
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
And how's their Latin?
It's all right, actually. We're pretty good. I mean, we do, if necessary, we will go through it with people. And, and Rachel was always very keen that we get the pronunciation of that sort of thing right. But actually, it's no big deal. Once you get used to it, it's no big deal.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, we have sung in German once, which was a bit of a challenge for some people. But mostly, it's either English or Latin that we sing.
Brilliant. And I can really see why you've chosen that, because you know the choir will be able to belt it out. It's full of joy.
Yeah, it is full of joy.
And likewise with the Coronation Mass. I mean, there are some wonderful tunes in that. We're going to listen to the Gloria in a minute. But, of course, everyone says, oh, yeah, Mozart's masses, they just sound like his operas.
Yeah, they do. But they are different, though. I think his operas, they've got quite a lot of, I don't know, comedy and amusement in them, haven't they?
Yeah.
And so I suppose it's a little bit more, the mass is very serious, but the joy of the music itself comes through, doesn't
yes,
it?
Yes, exactly. And it's interesting that in Marriage of Figaro, when you first see the Countess,
yes.
and she sings Dove Sono, in fact, it sounds very much like the Agnus Dei in this.
It's, yes.
I mean, we're not going to listen to the Agnus Dei, but I was just sort of listening to it on YouTube and comparing the two,
yes.
and there's a lot in common.
A lot in common. Well,
but, I mean, most
you could see it, if people could see it if they came along to the concert.
Absolutely,
on Saturday, wouldn't they?
Well, you know, it could be a fantastic Mother's Day present, couldn't it? Take
what
it
a great time. Idea! Yes, absolutely.
For those of you who haven't had a chance to get your mum a present yet, well, why not bring her along to this fantastic concert?
Well, Judy and I are going to be there, aren't we?
For sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Now,
excellent.
Would you like to tell us about how on earth you get hold of these tickets?
Absolutely. It's very easy. The concert's at Medina Theatre. You can go online to the Medina Theatre box office and book mm-hmm. tickets there. That's very simple. And then you can just pick up the tickets on the evening. Or you can pop into Medina Theatre and buy tickets during the day. I'm not exactly sure. I think it's 10 o'clock the box opens.
That's brilliant. I've got the number for the box office if anyone wants to call them. It's 823-884. And the website, in case you don't have it, is www.medinatheatre.co.uk.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a lovely setting, actually, for it. The acoustics are good.
They are. I do enjoy singing there. Some people say it's quite hard to hear everything that's going on, but I think over the years you get used to how it is when you're all singing together.
Yeah.
But, no, it's a great place to listen to music.
One last little treat, of course, is that you've got two soloists who come from the Isle of Wight.
Absolutely, yes. There are four soloists that we've got, and we've chosen particularly young soloists who are at the beginning of their career for this one, but who are already starting to make a name for themselves. And as you say, two of them, we're really lucky, actually grew up on the island, and funnily enough, were taught by our musical director, Rachel.
Oh, that's amazing.
It is. And so what's happened is they've gone off and done their training. I think one of them was at the Royal College of Music. All the biographies, obviously, will be in the programme on Saturday. But they've both gone off and they're making their way, you know, as soloists. And it's really good to be able to, you know, give them work and come back onto the island.
And just sort of the whole thing's come full circle.
Absolutely.
Really. It's such
and
a nice feeling.
It is. And Rachel's so proud that, you know, how they started off and she taught them there. And then they've gone on from there.
Aww.
It should be good.
A real tribute to her.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well as to the soloists themselves and their talents and hard work.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it is such, to be a professional musician is such hard work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, absolutely.
Dedication.
Lots and lots of hard work. Mm. Yes, I have a niece who's doing it at the moment, and my goodness me, it is. It's very hard. Enjoyable, and they love it, but it is.
And it always looks so easy, doesn't it?
Yes.
If you're sitting in the audience.
Yeah, I suppose that's the job of a soloist, isn't it? To make it look as much easier than it actually is.
And that really is sort of the sign of their professionalism.
Yes,
isn't it?
Absolutely.
That you don't see what's going on.
No.
Do you, as the choir, get jitters before you go on stage? Or?
A bit, I think. But by the time we've got there, we've really rehearsed so hard, you know, and we're up to try and do our very best. So I think it doesn't do any harm to have a few nerves, doesn't it?
No, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.